Chapter 2. The Third Incident. Maud's feet hit the stairs, her hand holding onto the rail tightly. Not in the best shape, this hurrying to the screaming above had made her breathless, even a little dizzy. When she got to the landing, she worked out where the noises were coming from. The master bedroom, one of the gloomier rooms in this gloomy house. But the screams had changed to sobbing, and now Basil's voice, intelligible words. "My God, I don't understand." And still breathless, Maud walked slowly towards the bedroom. At the doorway she paused, took a breath. Whatever would she see on the other side? The bedroom empty, lights low. Maud turned to see a sliver of cold light from the half-open bathroom door, shadows moving. She crossed the room and gave the door a